Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Guess what? We're just going to the longest day of the year. June 22nd, June 23rd. From now on, the day's going to get shorter until it gets to December. I want to say thank you so much for you to take your time out of your busy summer schedule to listen to my show. I have something exciting, only for the sexy, beautiful people, celebrities who need their hair did or haircuts, or they need a car or they need a limo when they're coming to Georgia. This is Tom Lives at Too Much Tea. And I want to say this, we're doing festivals all throughout the state of Georgia, all the way throughout the state of Florida, all around the nation. I want to first off say, if you want to feel like a celebrity, we have a few people who are going to be welcoming you and treating you just like you are Will Smith. Let's do this. She's a professional, you know, a trainer, aquatic instructor, and she's created something. Well, let me just bring her on. Let me see if I can get her. Lookout lady.
Hello.
All right, well, you know, I was going to tell you and give you a whole advertisement, but I, you know, feel like I'm bragging. And,
came pretty close to it.
Oh, yeah, but hey, get jiggy with it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, right. It's the summertime.
It's summer. I got a little piece of that, too. But anyway, this is what we're doing. You know, hey, it's 200 million people coming through Georgia, coming from, you know, Canada, coming from New York, New Jersey, coming from Texas, coming from California, coming, you know, from North Carolina. Guess what? Where do they go get their head to it? And I'm talking about, what's that, Tyler Perry? What's that? What's that? What's that? Walking Dead? What's her name? Deja Vu?
The Walking Dead? Deja Vu? Yes.
Okay, well, guess what? When you want to come through, you know, you open up those doors, although you deal with a lot of celebrities, but everybody that you open up the door to, you treat them like they are. Will Smith, isn't that right?
You treat them like a celebrity, that's right, because they are.
And guess what? And so we're saying that she just busted up something, she's getting rid of a franchise. It'd be, y'all better go ahead and book you. I mean, you know, you ain't going to get no haircut until probably 2020, until, you know, they are able to, you know, get to you. So if you can, tell us a little bit about, what is that, Salon Glitz?
Salon Glitz. First of all, Salon Glitz, if you look it up in the dictionary, glitz means to be seen, to stand out. And that's one of the reasons why it was named that before I purchased it, and I decided just to keep the name because I liked it. It was something that appealed to me. It's something that stands out. So I wanted people, when they come in, I want them to feel that they stand out and they feel good about themselves, and they are the stars that they are. You know, that's my slogan, be the star that you are. So when you walk in, I want you to feel that comfortable, and I want you to feel good, and also leaving that your hair is, you know, your hair is beautiful and you feel beautiful. We are located on 3010 Camilton Road in Atlanta, and we offer like relaxers, color, haircuts, weaves, natural hair, perms, and then we do things for special events like weddings and photo shoots and that kind of thing, and also fashion shows. So we're a diverse group of hairdressers, hair designers. So whatever you need, we have it for you.
So you deal with all kind of different cultural hair?
All kinds, yes, definitely. I have we work with all textures of hair, all ethnic backgrounds, and you know, all hair textures. So, you know, we're able to handle that.
So, in other words, when the and you know, obviously we're not gonna, you know, I don't want you to get all bragging on yourself, but what else do you do?
Well, I'm also an aquatic instructor, like you said. I work with children as young as, you know, say 5 to 7, and also seniors all the way up to 100 years old. So I work with a very diverse age group of people, and working in the water, you know, of course, summer is here, so I love the summertime to be able to be out in the water and, you know, do exercise in the water. And also I have a character, a comic character. Her name is the Lookout Lady, Tom, and you know who the Lookout Lady is. And she's the lady that kind of looks out for everybody. That's basically what I've done most of my life, is look out for somebody else. So I wanted to be able to, you know, the program that I work with the Lookout Lady is a program about no texting driving, which is, you know, we're still going to implement. I am implementing it now. So that's another, you know, entity that I do, which is called the Lookout Lady.
Well, you know, that is very impressive. And, hey, there's, you know, never been a time greater than today for the youth to have a new superhero, the Lookout
right.
Lady. Where
yes.
did you get that girl from? I mean, you come from a planet or what?
Yeah, the Lookout Lady is from a small town. She originated from a small town in North Carolina, was the youngest of, you know, 6 children, and, you know, basically kind of looked, was watching everybody else, you know, do their thing and, you know, taking care of the family and growing up and, you know, kind of, like I said, just looking out for everyone. So through the years, I created the character to be able to, you know, bring it to full life, and that's what I'm creating now, is basically like a comic book and, you know, eventually a coloring book for children, for kids. The main thing the Lookout Lady advocates for is no texting and driving. And as you know, everybody knows how serious problem that is. And, you know, we started way back in, what, maybe 5 years ago talking about no texting and driving and how serious a problem that it could be to where it is now. And Atlanta is one of the worst, you know, cities to drive in. So if you're texting out there texting and driving, shame on you, you know. But it's a serious problem that we all need to take very serious. And
well, let me just interject. You said 5 years ago that you started, and you know, you had a no texting and driving. You had your T-shirts and this and that. But guess what? Hey, it's now the law, isn't it?
It's the law. Yes, it's the law.
And weren't you there at the Capitol with Fred V-Man? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I was one of the groups that was. Let's see, it was Fred V-Man at the Capitol, and he was an advocate, very strong advocate against violence. And I was one of the ones featured with him and to talk about, you know, bring forth, you know, the no texting and driving campaign or the awareness of people doing it. That was, like I said, that was 5 years ago. So that's something I know we need to continue doing so people can, you know, will be able to you know, see that, you know, there's a serious problem.
Well, guess what? We can't save a million, right? But we can save one.
You know, try to save one person. Yeah, that's right. I agree.
Now, let me, for the people, I need to get your contact information. We had a promoter, but he's at a festival now, and we have like thunderstorms coming in, and he's kind of out of play. But guess what? You're talking to the baddest woman in Georgia. Can you say that? Is that amen?
Oh, definitely, yes. Amen.
Okay. Well, you know, but the thing is that the lookout lady. Okay, Salon Glitz. Dealing with celebrities. Celebrities, you know, hey, $1 million is just nothing more than a million more problems. You know, as a former investment banker, stockbroker, and everything else, you deal with people with money. Really, what they really want is to be able to go to a location, go to a place where they can feel relaxed and, you know, nobody's trying to get in their pocket. And, you know, give them the best service. As you said, you service everyone who walks into your salon as a celebrity. Moreover, we're talking about, you know, get off and drive. We're talking about, you know, being safe on the roads. We're talking about, you know, being focused, you know, no distracted driving. Even eating a hamburger, putting on makeup, you could be the same thing. But moreover, let me ask you this. Have you ever been to a school? Have you ever, you know, do daycare? Are you a motivational speaker? Or can you give me your contact information if that's the case?
Yes, I have been to several daycare centers and also schools like Anderson Lindsay Elementary. I've been to high schools, junior highs, and talking to the kids about switchball, bullying, and also no texting and driving. So those are the main things that, you know, the character really stressed to kids about, and they all, I'm sure, and then they all understand, you know, as far as bullying and no texting and driving. So yes, but my contact information is 404-441-0075.
And are you available for, you know, summer camps or daycares or maybe hey, how about this, birthday parties for kids? And tell us about your wardrobe. Do you have a cape?
Of course I have a cape. The cape is everything gold, black and gold, and gold symbolizes, you know, first of all, the black is for the strong, the strength, and then gold is for, because that's one of my favorite colors is gold, okay, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have her black and gold. So the color of the cape is gold. You've seen it, Tom. It's a gold cape and gold, a mask. But, yeah, those are the primary colors of the lookout lady. And I didn't want to go with the traditional colors that you see most of the superheroes. I wanted one that was kind of, you know, kind of different.
Where your power come from? Did it come from, like, a ring or
Well, it comes from my grandfather. My grandfather was kind of like my role model, okay? And he was the person who kind of gave me my strength. You know, if I needed something, he was there, you know, to push me on, to keep, you know, to keep me motivated. So he gave me a ring, and his ring symbolizes, you know, even though I might not be with you, I'm always with you, and use it as your tool to, you know, that you can have, like, superpowers. And with this ring, you can do, you know, your mind can, you can do anything. So that's the whole thing with the ring.
And let me ask you this. You're probably talking to a lot of people, and those who are in need of media exposure, or for those who are having festivals, or, especially hospitals and schools, okay? What inspires you today when you see the kids? And like you talked about Anderson Livesey, when you talk about maybe going to Scottish Rite, and you see the kids who are, you know, they weren't asked to be born, but they lived to die, and they're on deathbed. I mean, how does that make you feel when you can walk in there with your mask and your outfit? And perhaps maybe, what I'm going to ask you, do you have any costumes for Halloween coming out?
I'm working on that, yes, to be able to have the. I would love to see a child, little girl, saying, "I want to be the lookout lady," because I'm looking out. I would love to see that. So that's one of my, you know, my aspiration, my dreams, is to make that happen, for it to be a costume like you see in stores. But yeah, when I go to schools and I see the kids and their face when I walk in, and you know, they see the gold cape, they call me the Golden Lady. They just named me that. And they light up, and then I tell them what I do, and I talk to them about no texting and driving. They all understand it, and they're like, you know, get off and drive. They're gonna tell their parents when when the parents are driving, that they're gonna tell them to get off the phone and drive. So it makes them feel good that somebody, you know, came to their school to, you know, to tell them, you know, give them some positive, positive things, because a lot of things now they see is, you know, on TV is not. You know, it's not really positive, so that's a good. It's a good thing when I go and I give them a lot of good, you know, inspiration, and I give them a lot of, I guess that's the word, like inspiration. And they love it. I said the kids love it.
And guess what? Yeah, when you were talking about Anderson Livesey, you were in a class, and you were asking how many, you know, raise your hand, you know, tell us that story.
Oh yes, yeah. I went into the school, and I think I went to 3 or 4 classrooms, and it was probably about 20 kids or more. And I asked them, okay, so tell me, if you raise your hands, tell me if you have been in the car, if you have seen, like, your parents or your brothers or sister driving, have you ever seen them texting or driving or even on the phone? And I said, let me see you raise your hands. All of them raised their hands. Well, see, that tells me everybody's doing it. So that was kind of an eye opener for me to be able to continue doing what I'm doing.
Right, and guess what? And this is the time, and the most important thing is that I advocate, and this is why I work real closely with, obviously, Sneville Tourism and Trade. Also work with Georgia Tourism and Trade. Also work with a lot of the independent artists. Hey, you know anything about Mother's Shrine? Yeah. See, but the thing is, we tell them to slow down. We tell them, to have a break, because it's not the Chevy Chase, national vacation. Shut up, don't make me have to go back there. You know, it's like, trying to get to the destination. But the thing is, you got to plan some things, and this is what we're trying to do here in Georgia, in Tennessee, all around the country. Our town, what our town represents you, before you answer that, is this. When the kids, and it's not necessarily those who are texting and driving who might be the ones who are going to have a fatality, those are the ones in the back seat and get T-boned by a car going through a red light while somebody's texting and driving and killing, our kids. And they're not texting and driving, and, guess what? They just were singing a song, "Roll, roll, roll your boat gently down up, boom."
Right.
And this is why you were saying this to the kids and the kids now, because the kids tell the parents where to go eat. They won't, you know, make what a McAdee's or whatever else. But moreover, those are the ones who, you know, don't have a driver's license and not driving a car and not texting. But guess what? Those are the ones perhaps on a vacation to Florida, the Walt Disney World, that might be at the highest risk of not coming back home. And it's great for you to, you know, be a voice for those who need to be heard. Obviously, you also are a national news editor and, you know, you're my co-host, talk show host. What does Our Town mean?
Our Town? It's a publication out of Cincinnati, Ohio. It covers how many zip codes? How many zip codes does it cover? I'm not really sure.
Two and five. But what does our zip town code represent?
Our town represents our women, our children, our seniors, and our communities and the world.
And now, are you available? Do you do motivational speaking at corporations? Do a challenge, okay? McDonald's, you understand what I'm trying to say? Wendy's, you feel me? The car dealerships. I think we'll be working with a couple here shortly. Is to say, hey, step up to the plate, you know what I'm saying? Because talking about no texting and driving, but there's a lot of things as far as eating healthy, and obviously you are, I think you are a big steak eater, or you're vegan.
Did you say steak? No way.
Here's the thing, summer camps, how to eat healthy. Guess what? It's summertime, it's 90 degrees. Why you want to eat all that fat food? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can you inspire, because it's really easier to train individuals from the youth to eat healthy than to try to retrain a mature person who's been eating meat all their life. Isn't that right? So,
right.
You know, as far as fresh food, you're health, you're also a nutrition, nutritionist. What kind of suggestions for kids? Summer, you know, they're out of school, they're in the pool, they're running around, this and that, and, hey, you want a hot dog? What kind of, appetizers could you suggest to mothers and fathers who are listening to the show?
You think what kind of snacks are good for kids to have? Anything that kids can munch on that's healthy, if they can have, the carrot sticks and the celery sticks in the little, little small baggies, the little radishes, anything that the children like that can be, cut up, little small vegetables and put in a small baggie. Fruit, of course, fruits is always good for me when my daughter was young. Little things like string cheese and that kind of thing, and peanut butter especially. I like that kind of snack. Like I say, anything that the kids like, but is healthier for them, is very good. But I, those are some of the snacks that I always have liked for my daughter.
Well, let me ask you this: I'm not going to brag, and I know your head's getting swole already. But what did you partake the past? I think what month? And it's called what, the Golden Championship?
Oh, the Golden Game. Yeah, the Golden Game. That was with the senior Olympics. It was in Fulton County, which is Alpharetta, Johns Creek, Roswell, that area. I did participate in it, and I won 8 awards, 4 gold and 4 silver. They had different events, like outdoor events, track and field, the 1 mile run, softball toss, the disc throwing, and also, shot put in various games. And also they had swimming, rock climbing, anything pertain to Olympics, the seniors partaked in it, and this was my first time. Participating, and it was outstanding. I had a great time. Some of the ladies were like, "How did you get here?" And you know, because it was my first time, and I said, it was enjoyable. So I brought home some gold.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. I still run a 4.640. I'm 55 years old. Do you think you can outrun me in a 40-yard dash?
I'm sure I can. Yes, I'm sure I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you know, we're talking about different locations, different cities. We're talking about when you're coming through I-20. You know, there's Turner Hill, there's Stonecrest, there's Deborah Jackson, who's the mayor. You know, if you're going to Stone Mountain, the mayor there is Pat Wheeler. Also, Dr. Coletti. You know, several different books. We also have a mayor in Snellville, Tom Witz, and the mayor of Grayson, Allison Wilkerson. Let me ask you this. I know you're from North Carolina. Why
Yes.
did you relocate here? I mean, would you give a heads up, a thumbs up, for people who are coming from New Jersey, $4 million freaking condominiums up there, and why would they come and relocate here?
Well, I came to Atlanta because of just what Atlanta offers. It offers good nightlife. It offered at the time I was very young. It offered good. You can make a very good living here, just like with anything, you gotta get out there and work for it. And you can obtain your own business, becoming business for yourself. And a lot of things have changed since then, but still, if you come into Atlanta, this really is a spot if you want to grow a business. And also if you want to have to meet other people and network with each other. I just think it's good. And from what I understand, the cost of living is a little different than it is up north. But I would recommend Atlanta because there's so many things you get, that you can partake in here. You know, you have the north side of Atlanta, the south side, which is a different flavor, and also where you live, Tom, which is a Snellville. That's a good area. So I'm gonna say you just have a variety here.
Have you ever heard of the Promised Land?
Oh yeah, of course.
Is there a real Promised Land?
Oh, yeah, definitely. In Snellville, there sure is. I've been before. Mm-hmm. I sure have, and I think it's, if you've never been, you got to go see it. It's one of a kind. It has a lake named after your sister, Lake Cheryl. Big, beautiful home where Thomas McGuire, who was a plantation owner, who resided there. So it's so nice, comfortable, it's quiet, and people there are fun, and you have two different sets of Lizzies. You have the white Lizzies, and you have the black Lizzies that live there. So there's a lot of rich heritage there, right next, not too far from Stone Mountain area.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, this is what we're trying to say right now, is that, hey, when you're coming through and you're on vacation, hey, guess what? Why don't you schedule your vacation a couple of days early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
why don't you drive 4 hours, and guess what? You got your apps on your cell phone. Find out where you can get some free, festival, free music, inflatable toward your kids, you feel me? You don't have to, maybe scared of you. Say, oh, maybe I have to go out there, and you're driving 18 hours straight like you're trying to win a trophy, what I'm saying? Hey, the journey is sometimes better than your destination. And individuals, people who are, coming through, celebrities, one thing, let me ask you this, Trisha, before I let you go. What is the most important thing of the celebrities that you know when they come in?
The most important thing that I know is to treat
them. I mean, when they come into your salon or, you know, or you meet with them, the most important thing, what I'm going to say to you, and I'll let you agree, is that it's, you know, hey, $1 million is just another million more problems. And guess what? And everybody, you know, when you make it, it's lonely at the top. But when you look and you look at somebody and say, what do you want from me? You know, because everybody's thinking, you know, somebody's trying to get into my pocket. But when you can have them come into your salon, calm down, relax. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Keep breathing. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Right.
And they just, you know what, Gus? One, the most valuable thing that they will pay $1 million for. It's just to be back like they were at 10 years old. Isn't that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what your salon offers. It's saying, hey, I don't want nothing from you. You know, hey, I'm glad. I'm happy for you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Oprah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, you need to stand in line. You know, I got another cut before you. You know what I'm like? What? Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? We talking about Lake Cheryl. We have, you know, a family full of celebrities. And, hey, we have our reunion or whatever. They come in, they stand in line, they go to the little, food line. Is that gluten? Or is that straw? What you have? Hey, move up, Oprah! You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
That's pretty much what people really, you know, they said, oh, man, I feel like I'm at home. You feel me? Isn't that right? And is that how you make people feel? You respect them, but you still just real people. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I mean, from the time the person walks in any establishment, especially in the salon, you want to make them feel like they're walking on the red carpet. You know what I'm saying? And you know, just do the extra things like, you know, can I get you, you know, some water? Can I get you some, you know, something to drink and do that extra for them, and that makes a person feel good because you never know what kind of day that person have had. And then once they leave, make them feel just as good as when they came in the door. You know what I'm saying? So those are the added touches that we are trying to implement and trying to bring a different flavor to Campbellton, because a lot of people talk about Campbellton Road, so I want to bring a different flavor to Campbellton Road.
Well, see, there you go. Well, for those who are listening, thank you so much. Look out, lady. Now, again, can you give your contact information? And
sure.
For little girls obviously it's unisex for even the lookout boy or lookout man. I mean, I'm a lookout, you know. Not that you're gonna listen to me, but I'm gonna tell you there's a stop sign up front. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, how can we get in touch with you?
Okay.
And how can we have you come out to the church? How can we have you come out to the summer camp? How can you we can get you out to the day camp?
All right. Well, I can be reached. You can see me on Instagram, which is Trisha Bailey 1. Also, Lookout Lady also on Instagram. And my contact information is 404-441-0075.
And are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook also. I'm sorry. I am on Facebook, and my name is Trisha Bailey. We're working on Lookout Lady for Facebook also, so we're working on it right now. But you can contact me at any of those areas, and also on my cell phone. And my email is Trisha Bailey. We're not going to go there. I can
live free,
but
give me
an email. Email TrishaBailey80@gmail.com.
I do have to slap you a little bit. And since you say you're going to outrun me, you know, you probably can dunk on me. But the thing is that this is summer time. And most important thing is, as we're getting with you know, weddings, anniversaries. My mom, dad, you know, love Dorita Livesey, Thomas Livesey. They just celebrated the 62nd anniversary. He just turned 87. We had the black and white, like you said, Livesey reunion this past weekend. But the thing is, all right, leave a legacy and learn to learn. And take what you can take from individuals that you might not think. And you don't have to take all the information. It's called selective perception. But you take a little bit from each person. You know, and if you're at a reunion, learn and sit and talk to your grandmama, your old aunt or uncle, you know. Talk about recipes, and guess what? Believe it or not, when you're 12 years old and you're sitting there talking to your elder, you know, they'll look at you and say, I was 12 at one time. You say, what? Really? The thing is, once they're gone, our most valuable resources will be gone too. And as we're, you know, coming through, you know, this time of the year, and it's summertime, and people are traveling, frustrated. They're trying to get to one, you know, destination, A to B, at a heated speed. You feel me? Texting and text, you know, and everybody's talking. Look, everybody's in the car, you know? Everybody's on a smartphone, even the kids. You feel me? Not talking to nobody. And nobody's paying no attention, all right? But you could be right or you'll be dead right. And the most important thing is that thank you for you looking out for the kids and looking out for the elders. And, you know, there's a volunteering. We're talking about food banks. We're talking about, you know, SNIL. We're talking about Give Hunger the Boot. There's some things you can do. You don't have no money. You don't have, you know, a second mortgage to go to Walt Disney World. You feel me? Go, you know. Go to your city council. Go. You know what I'm saying? And go to your hospital. Go to the nursing home, like you said. You know, go to the schools. Go and just kind of put a smile on somebody's face. I can't save the world, but we can save one person at a time. Thank you so much. And in closing, you say you can't sing. You know I can. But I'm not going to sing for you because she ain't pay me no money.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
It's summertime.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove to soothe to move romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Summertime. Get it? So, you know, spread some wisdom, spread some words of love, and guess what? Be open to the youth, new way of thinking. You got it? How about that? Thanks so much for being on the talk show. If you need any media exposure, my name is Tom Livesey. You can, I'm on Facebook, Tom, T-O-M, Livesey, L-I-V as in victory, S-E-Y. You can email me at TLIVSEYFLNB@yahoo.com. If you want to contact me, you can call me at 678-580-0757. Hey, Trisha. I'm stretching. I'll be there and get that gold medal back from you. All right, one love, everyone. Thank you so much, and be careful out there. All right? We all have value. One love.